1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, the pilot's all done. That pilot that I was on, we're all finished, man. It was yesterday. Go to our website. You can take a look at the cast. Got a picture of the cast on our website. It was a little pilot for NBC Studios. If it gets picked up, great. If it doesn't, so what else is new? But a lot of fun, really wonderful people. And the picture shows there Sarah Alexander. She was in the BBC Coupling. Remember that show Coupling that they brought over to NBC and then it bombed because it wasn't funny here, but in London, in England, apparently they know how to do it. So she was on the funny one. And then Justin Bartha, you most recently saw him in the movie National Treasure. Kali Roca, and Kali is probably best known to you in recent memory as the flight attendant in Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers. Remember that flight attendant that was saying, "Please, sir, wait for your seat to be called," right? She's funnier than hell. All these guys are a riot. Matt Winston, who is hysterically funny and is the son of Stan Winston, the guy who is the special effects genius from Jurassic Park and other movies, and Dion Richman, who you might have known as Kenny in The Cosby Show. He's now all grown up. And
which one's he?
I'm sorry?
Which one is he?
Dion Richman's the guy on the far right.
What's he look like?
His picture's right there.
Yeah, I can see your teeth.
Don't start in with me on that, bud, okay?
I'm sorry.
And just because he's an African-American, huh? Every time I have a black guy in or around my life, you got to make some crack.
All you can see are the teeth.
I can see his face fine. All you see are teeth.
Can you give me a little idea what he looks like?
Get out of here, bud. Bud's a racist.
I am not.
He's a freaking racist. Just because you hang around with that guy, Lanson O'Dell, the running back of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or whatever that guy is, doesn't mean that you aren't, you know, I can't see right through you, man. And what I'm looking at ain't too pretty.
Who is it?
It's Tom. He's standing on the other side of you. No, I'm just kidding, Tom. So that's all done, and we'll find out, as I say, probably in about 3 weeks whether that thing gets picked up or not. But I got a stinking hunch that, actually, I've got a sense about this one, and I shouldn't verbalize this, and I'll probably jinx it. But I forget it, man. I throw all superstition out the window. I have a hunch that it's probably going to get picked up, and they'll fire me from the cast.
What are you saying something like that for?
I don't know. I just think they will. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We'd like to thank Mr. Bozell for being with us in our first hour. And all I can tell you is, dude, when you go behind the... Just like Chris Rock said, man, there ain't no champagne in the champagne room, dude. I went behind the beaded curtain. Later on in our program, we'll be talking to Lauren Green with a helpful hint on making sure your child gets a good night's sleep. It has to do with monkey tranquilizers. Also, Art Bell will join us with General Johnson Jameson. Bob Bakian will be reporting from Sacramento, California, and also hopefully we'll have Paris Hilton on the show, and I might as well just say, you know, Princess Diana and Jesus Christ. They'll all be on the show later on tonight, Paris Hilton. Now, something happened in the news. I just really am fascinated by this, and I want to say that I called it, man. You remember that finger in the Wendy's chili? Didn't I tell you that lady put it in there? That's what the cops are saying now. A big fat hoax. That finger in a Wendy's chili, and I remember saying, you know what, she probably put it in there. Well, they did. They couldn't find out who did it, and guess what? They just busted her last night. They got her in jail. Spent the night in jail. I don't know if anybody posted her bond, but she's been arrested for grand larceny and suspicion of grand larceny, something like that, trying to extort money through a lawsuit from the Wendy's Corporation. But here's the thing that fascinates me the most, man. They can't find out whose finger it belongs to. They can't trace the fingertip or the fingerprints. It's just a finger. Have they checked her hand? Maybe she's missing one. Now, I thought about that story, and then what came to my mind was another one. And you guys probably remember the one I'm talking about. It was about a year ago. It was a year and a half ago, and a woman said that she found a condom in her clam chowder at McCormick and Schmick. This is a restaurant that is a very well-known seafood joint, and they got a number of them throughout the country. Now, she was sitting, and she says, and her name was well publicized, and I'll give you her name here in a moment. I got it off of the smoking gun because I thought, geez, I really would like to know what happened in that case. It reminds me so much of this one concerning the fingertip and the chili. What happened to that one, you know? Well, I looked it up, and Smoking Gun has got the lady's name was Lila Sultan. She said that she got herself a bowl of clam chowder, and she found a condom, and she goes, it was probably used. Oh, really? Well, how did you make that assumption? The cops said no, it was all rolled up. And...
might have been the clam chowder.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, man. I'm sure it was. Sure she just made the connection right away. Now, this is the second time that that lady has sued a company over an injurious incident. In 1996, she sued, I believe it's Taco Bell, after she was burned by some spilled coffee. Well, she claimed her tray was bumped into by some rambunctious young customers. A Taco Bell lawyer told the Smoking Gun that Sultan's claim was a BS case, but that the fast food firm settled the matter for about $2,000 to avoid hefty legal fees. And you know that's how that works, right? You know that they'll settle because why do they want to go to the hassle, man? All of these companies have lawyers, and they're, as they say, on the meter's ticking. They're on the clock, baby. It's almost like sitting there in a cab that's not moving, but the meter's going. And you're paying these guys whether they're working or not. So they sure as hell don't want to pay any more than they have to. This woman's going to sue them over some bull crap. Oh, well, we haven't heard that one before. Was the coffee too hot, ma'am? Where did you get that idea? And, of course, if they investigated that, they probably would have found out she hired the kids to bump into her. I mean, it's, seriously, that's the way these people are. Thanks a lot, Tom. The great Tom Danhauser is with us tonight from the George Norrie Show because Clinton browned out on us. Wherever you are, Clinton, I hope it's worth it, man. Did you get behind the third set of beaded curtains? Thanks a lot, dude. And so they're going to go ahead. All right, fine, man. We'll just give her the $2,000 and get out. You know, and you can make a nice living doing this. For up to a point. Until finally they realize that you have a history of this kind of litigation, and people start taking a microscope and shoving it up your you-know-what, and then they begin to find all kinds of things. Now, this gal with the fast food, the Wendy's fingertip, guess what? She dropped her claim when they started investigating this a little too closely. She was all set to sue Wendy's. And she'd hired the lawyer, and the lawyer was chomping at the bit, and he was just smacking his saliva-ridden chops, and he was ready to go for broke. And suddenly, when the cops started asking a few too many questions, she drops the lawsuit, and that's when the bells go off with the cops. So then they really looked into it, and as of last night, they busted her.
Maybe they're looking in the wrong place for the finger. It could be a toe.
A toe?
Yeah. The small toe. Why don't they take a toe print?
They don't have no toe prints.
Well, they gotta start getting them.
Who's asking you anyway?
Excuse me, sir. I'm gonna have to take a toe print.
Get out of here, will you? Got no toe prints? Don't you know the difference between a toe and a finger?
Yeah. This is my toe, and this is my finger.
How dare you?
Ow!
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up, we've got our buy request flashback, and a couple of things that I want to mention to you. Next week, I'll be on the Dennis Miller Show on April the 28th, and we're going to do another episode of King of the Hill next week as well. And people have been telling me that they're seeing my ugly face around L.A. They've got a couple of billboards. Now, that's the first time in the history of my life that I've ever had a billboard that big with my big fat face on it. And I got to tell you, it's traumatic. All right, now I have the information. What?
Mr. Hall.
I'm doing something.
He wants to talk to you right away.
Yeah, David.
I'm sorry to interrupt the program, Phil, but every time you eat pizza, you get out of breath.
Wait a minute. Wait.
No, every time. What did I tell you about that? You go into your office and...
We can talk about this.
No, no, we're going to talk about it now because you're on the air going... In a minute. Jesus. Yeah, let me have a few slices of pizza. Then the fat presses on your diaphragm and you can't even breathe.
I had two pieces.
Come on, will you? Okay. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. It's obscene. You're going to die from hyperventilation. You're all in a heap.
You got to point it out.
What do you mean point it out? Everybody can hear it. God, talk about fat. When it's tough to breathe, man.
Well, you're probably right.
Yeah, you know I'm right.
I can hear it too, Mr. Hall.
Shut up, bud. And another thing. I don't want you going down to your office and getting notes and then running back to the studio.
I told him that, Mr. Hall.
Shut up, bud. You know what I'm saying?
I went down. I just want to get this one thing from Smoking Gun. That's all.
That's another thing. You're smoking. Smoke and pizza equals big fat stomach and... Jesus! Okay, Orson, you're on.
Okay, that's not necessary.
Thank you, Mr. Wells. You know Orson Welles, don't you?
Yes.
Where's he now? He's dead. You want to know why? Because he spent the last few years of his life parked at a table at Mamasan with a poodle in his lap. And he never left. He just ate breakfast. Then they brought another thing. You didn't even know what... There wasn't any real meal. It was just one big meal. Whether he's having breakfast, dinner, lunch, what is it called? It's called breakfast dinner. Brunch dinner.
I get what you're saying.
Thank you. We're just worried about your health, Phil.
Yeah, and a little bit of humiliation thrown in.
Poor you. Okay, and now, here's Phil.
Anyway, I got this Smoking Gun thing, and the lady sued Taco Bell. She said that on or about March 12th, 1995, the plaintiff was eating at the Taco Bell, and a group of young boys were sitting at a table adjacent to her. One of the young boys bumped into the plaintiff's tray, which was carrying a cup of coffee. Due to the hitting of the tray, the coffee spilled over the plaintiff's right leg. The coffee was extremely hot and caused plaintiff to suffer severe burns to her right thigh. This is 3:45 in the afternoon. Anybody drinking Taco Bell coffee at 3:45 in the afternoon's got serious problems. Right there, if I'm the defense attorney, if I'm representing Taco Bell, I'd say, what were you doing drinking our coffee at 3:45? Well, I didn't... No. Answer my question. It's roofing tar at 3:45. No one goes to Taco Bell and gets a cup of coffee. At 3:45 in the afternoon?
He's badgering the client.
No, I want to hear the answer. Well, I just wanted to...
You wanted to have yourself a cup of coffee, huh?
Let's go to Taco Bell. Hey, it's 3:45. I know. Let's go to Taco Bell and get black hot coffee. And let's see, what's the date? March the 12th. Where is this? Long Beach, California? It's about 90 degrees in March in Long Beach. Yeah, you know what? It's about, would you say, about 93 degrees outside? I know. Let's go to Taco Bell and forget about a burrito supreme or, any of the, like a chicken soft taco. Let's get a cup of their black hot coffee that's been cooking all day on the one burner. So that by the time you pour it into the cup, it's coming out like freaking motor oil. Right there, man. That's a tip off. As an approximate result of the negligence of defendants and each of them, plaintiff was hurt and injured in her health, her strength, her activity. God, when people sue, the one thing that they have to do is they have to pretty much go in front of the world and say, hi, I'm a complete puss. Hello, my name's Puss. How are you? Fine. I'm real good. How's it going, Puss? Well, I got coffee on me, and now I'm emotionally distressed. Well, I guess you better sue somebody. Anyway, so this gal, she did that. And then she came back with this, they found a condom in the clam chowder. Man, they might have been born at night over there at McCormick and Schmick, baby, but it wasn't last night. Now, I don't know what's going on with that case. Anybody know? It really just fascinates the hell out of me. It's been going on for, it was supposed to go to trial in January of 2004, and here it is, you know, well into 2005. I ain't heard hide nor hair. I bet you they threw it out. What do you think? It didn't make the news. I Googled everything, man. Speaking of Google, try Googling this. Get a piece of fat and slide off.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to you, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in your life. I got an email from a guy today. He said, hey, Phil, I tried. Now, talk about a dude with no life. He said he entered in the phrase, get in there and make me some bean dip. Now, these are phrases from our show, if you're just joining us. These are little things that characters have said. Get in there. All it takes is the courage to get in there and make me some bean dip. Vernon Dozier said that once. Now, a guy entered that into a search engine, and a Middle Eastern website popped up. Some dude's posting on this Mideast website, and then he quotes me. You know, in other words, he'll say, you're full of crap. The Israelis pulled out in 1967, and the borders are set. All it takes is the courage to say, get in there and make me some bean dip, Phil Hendry. Which I didn't say it, did I?
No, Vernon Dozier did. You're stealing it.
I didn't steal it. The guy credited it to me. Now, you can enter in, I'll get a piece of fat and slide off. There's like 9 different things in there. Some cat uses that all the time. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Till finally some guy enters something that's like one of these message boards. He goes, what does it mean anyway? I don't get it. Get a piece of fat and slide off. If you enter in Margaret Gray, if you enter in R.C. Collins, if you enter in, not, those are pretty common names, but let's say you enter in, it's like Bobby Dooley. Or Steve Bozell. There's like, slowly but surely, the influence of the show is being felt in the culture. Now, no one will give us credit for it, but eventually, say 10 years from now, I'll get a piece of fat and slide off will be, it'll probably be, you can't say it on the air. The FCC will mean it, and it's like totally wrong, man. That's a $500,000. Did you just say, get a piece of fat and slide? Yeah, I did. Well, that's dirty. Uh-huh. All right, coming up, we're going to have our flashback by request. Chef Carl Cedillo will be with us. I think he's going to be taking a junior high cooking class. What?
984 listings.
984 listings for what?
Phil Hendry Show.
For what phrase?
Just your name.
984. If you put my name into Google, man, like 40,000 hits come. Or 40, yeah, it does. What do you mean 984? You high? We're also going to we have Chef Carl Cedillo. We also had a new segment, Nick the Crosswalk Guy. We had him on last week. He'll be back with us to tell us what's been going on there in the crosswalks of America. And Lauren Green joins us. You remember that guy from Bonanza? He's got some bullcrap thing about how to keep kids quiet or how to make Miracle-Gro or something. I don't know what. Our web address is www.philhendryshow.com. We've got a brand new podcast feature in our Media Center. The Media Center is one of the pages on our website, and it features an advertisement there and a way to link up to the Phil Hendry podcast. It's available now, but you have to have a backstage pass. Let me tell you why you ought to have this. And it's available in Windows or Mac OS X. Okay? It's also available for Windows 99, 2000, ME, XP, Mac, and Mac OS X. Okay, that's cool. So if you're tired of downloading, this is a one-click thing, baby. All you got to do is just click and, you know, no waiting, no wasted time. You don't have to click, man. It just automatically goes into the computer. You can take it on the go. You can take it while you're just standing still. You can just drop the Phil Hendry podcast onto your iPod MP3 player for mobile playback if you'd like. The download of the installation is totally easy. It's free to all of our Backstage Pass members, which means in addition to all the other wonderful things that you have with the Backstage Pass, which is only $6.95 a month, you get now the free podcast download. Oh, we got 50,000 mentions on Google. There's 984 what?
984 things on one guy's site.
On one guy's site?
One of your fans.
One of my fans mentions get a piece of fat and slide off. Oh, okay. I'm really sorry I brought it up.
Jesus.
All right, I'm sorry. So just go over there to our web address, which is www.philhendryshow.com. We're very proud of our Phil Hendry Show podcast. I think it's going to make your... It's just one of those things, baby, that's kind of leaving everybody in the dust that just isn't all hooked up and all that. You know, you have to have these things. And we're making it easier than ever before to take the Phil Hendry Show wherever. You won't even need a freaking radio anymore, man. Forget the radio. Just your internet, your iPod, you're done. Coming up is our flashback request. 1-800-449-8686 to Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we have our flashback request, but first, here's a phone call from Heather. Heather?
Hello?
Go right ahead, ma'am.
I didn't want to say this on the air because I don't want to criticize, but
well,
I
just... You just as soon say it behind my back. Just as soon say it behind my back. Just sharpen up the shank and stick it in deep, pile it high and deep, huh? What did you want to say?
Well...
And I'll take it with good humor and good good cheer.
Well, I think it's very racist to talk about African-American people, like to say that you can't see their features.
Well, that was Bud. That wasn't me.
Okay. Well, it was on your show.
Well, I told him. You heard me chastise him.
Okay. Well, good.
I told him he's a slob. You know, I said, you can't talk like that.
Okay.
He said, which one was he? He says, the guy at the far right. He says, what's he look like? I said, you can see him. He says, all I can see are teeth.
Yeah, I heard it.
I know, it's terrible.
And
but Dion, I'm you know, we're just kidding around. Bud's an idiot, Dion, but you're all right with me, man.
Well, let me.
I hope to God we get that show picked up.
Yeah.
But we probably won't. Yes, go ahead. Next.
Well, when you called someone a puss, you know, when you referred to someone who is making a legal.
I think sometimes when you read these lawsuits, it does appear a little.
Okay, but to use the word puss refers to a woman's private
No,
area.
No, it doesn't, no. No.
Yeah,
see, that's what women don't get.
That's how it got into the vernacular, and so you're saying...
No, it's about being a little sissy pussycat.
No, it's not.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Well?
But if that's what you got on going on tonight, man, there's got to be something on TV. Okay? Bye-bye. You know, let me tell you, plus, as I said at that R&R convention, and I'll say it to you guys, I said it in front of all of these, you guys should have been at that radio and record seminar. You would have laughed yourselves until you peed something green. I sat there, and because the other three guys I was with, Combe, Mancow, and that Rivers guy, they're all nice guys, but they don't think in terms of anything broader than their own need to go to the bar and get a beer. In other words, that's as far down the road as those guys can think, right? No, nothing against them. That's their limitation. Me, I think a little bit bigger. So I'm there and I'm trying to tell these programmers and general managers, do you understand that the Federal Communications Commission is engaged in something unconstitutional? And they're all looking back at you, nodding their heads like, uh-huh. But you know they're not going to do anything about it. The next day they go back to their offices and they lean on their talent for saying things like booger, butt, pimple on the butt, you know, the most stupid, idiotic things you've ever heard in your life. They're firing people because of this, right? Now, you're going to get somebody who's going to complain about the word puss, right? Well, now, wait a second. You see, you know where that comes from. And the next thing you know, you have a major contretemps. And in point of fact, it was just a word, right? It was just something that had to do with somebody being sissified. Now, it may not mean anything to you, and it probably doesn't, but the handful of people that make complaints about these kinds of things cost people their jobs. Why? Because we don't have anybody in power in radio today that cares about talent. All they want to do is get back to Washington, D.C. fast enough, get those knee pads at any pharmacy that they can stop at, make sure they've brushed their teeth, get down on their knees, and put a big fat smile on their face, and make sure they got a towel in their back pocket. That's the broadcast establishment today. That is the radio business at its executive level today. It doesn't mean anything to you guys. It shouldn't mean anything to you. It's not your business. It's my business. And I see people that I know losing their jobs every day because of this thoroughly disappointing management style that we have in this business today. Utterly disappointing and, frankly, if you want my honest opinion, borderline criminal. If only for the fact that isn't sodomy illegal in certain states, bud? Look that up, okay?
All right.
Now it's time for... It's time now for our flashback request. This one comes to us from Chris. And he says, Phil, when you get a chance, would you please replay the bit about Jay Santos and his belt-sanding cars? This was one of my favorite bits. Brad, well, it's not from Chris, from Brad from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, using Chris's email account. All right, Brad, here you go, man. This is the Jay Santos bit, and it's from the summer, actually, of 2003. During the Washington, D.C. sniper, Jay was sanding down those cars to make sure it wasn't the D.C. sniper's van that had recently been painted.
I did over 20 years in the military.
Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi to you. I'll tell you what. I drive a van. I just had it painted. And if I go to one of your flare drops, and you try and put a belt sander on it, there's going to be a problem, and you're going to have it.
Sir,
you ain't searching nothing.
Sir, it's a belt sander that is industrial use. Now, you just had the car painted. Why?
Because it had scratches in it, you creep. I'm going to tell you something. My secondary in the military was as an MP. You touch my car, you search my car, or you touch anybody in my family or me, and there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a citizen's arrest, and it's going to be you getting arrested.
Sir, I got to ask you this time. Do you own a sniper gun?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I got a souvenir from Vietnam. You got a problem with that?
All right, let's put that together. You got a sniper gun. You're a Vietnam vet, which could mean some mental imbalance. I'm not saying...
What are you talking about? Mental imbalance.
You know our Vietnam vet, sir, came back a little cracked, messed up in the head.
Oh, I see, because I served my country, I'm messed
That's
up in the head.
Yeah,
now.
That is absolutely unfair. 99.9% of our Vietnam vet.
Come on, Phil, you know the stories you see, you've read the newspapers.
Yeah, and did you ever look at that? I'm just telling you, if I pull up to one of your flare drops,
okay,
and
where you
try and put a belt sander on my vehicle, you're going to eat the flare, and then you're going to be arrested. And if you try and search my vehicle, then you're really going to be arrested and you're going to be sued because it's a violation of my civil rights.
Mike,
I don't even have to let a cop search my van.
Hold on. Mike, I want you to stay on the line because you're a veteran. I got another veteran on the line here.
Yeah.
Hold on. Lloyd, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd?
First of all, I want to echo everything that Mike has said, and I was just listening to this fella. And as a fellow veteran, if this bastard touched my Winnebago, I would, oh boy, you don't even, and I did 3 years in the Korean War, sir.
And you gentlemen are threatening me.
You listen to me and you listen good. You put a sander on my Winnebago, which my wife and I use once a year to go to see my daughter-in-law in Portland, Oregon, and I will tear your eyes out and I will have sex with your skull. And
all right, sir.
I mean, that's so strong.
See what I'm talking about? And this is the thing that I've got to put up with as a citizen.
No.
What?
You got it wrong. We got to put up with people like you.
We got to put up with you, you piece of garbage. And you know what we used to do to guys like you in the service?
Yeah.
We'd their rear end and go ahead and go to work on them. One after the other. Isn't that right, Mike?
Wait a second, okay?
You see, I was called a faggot. And then so,
well, you are a faggot.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about...
Yes, that's right. We'd sodomize a man.
Not me. What? I'd pound you into the ground if you touch my vehicle, and I can do it.
Well, gentlemen, I can assure you that I sound like I'm probably a little bit younger than both of you. I think I can handle both of you, no problem.
That's a good one. Hey. Buddy, you put your hands on me, and you'll pull back two bloody stumps.
Okay, now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
What I'm telling you is that if you ever touch my vehicle without my consent or search my vehicle without my consent, one, I'd show you how tough you are, and two, you'd be the one in jail. How's that grab you?
I couldn't...
Well, sir, I don't think that's going to happen because...
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll back him up, too. I'll come along. You know what I got in my garage? I got a machete that I got in right after the Chosin Reservoir. One of the Marines gave me a machete.
and you want to see it.
Okay, we've got enough violence going on here.
Well, these guys are talking about hurting me.
Well, but you're pulling over and you're belt sanding their car. You detained a woman for 4 hours.
She called me a faggot. She called Subcommander Bill Nugent a faggot. She called Major Elvis Newton a faggot. She said that we all look like faggots in our fairy pith helmets.
Do you want to be a police officer?
I am a police officer, sir.
No. You want to be
police.
A certified police officer.
I'd in the rear end. That's what I do.
No, you want to be a certified police officer.
Sir, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We save lives.
I'm asking, do you want to be a certified member of the police force?
Are you meaning the that have the cars, that get to ride in the
what
cars?
What I'm meaning is to go to the police academy and become a certified police officer.
And be in a car with
real cops that know that they're not allowed to search my car without my permission, without probable cause.
Why don't you answer the man's question? I don't think. There's too much politics involved.
In the police force?
Yes, sir.
No. Please. Now, I'm trying to be reasonable with you.
I'm being reasonable, too, sir. There's far too much politics. I can make my own hours this way.
You go out play policeman, right?
Sir, I play policeman.
My kids played cops and robbers.
That's what
you're doing.
You know what I do with you? And let me tell you what I do. I wouldn't stop for you. I'd keep right on driving, and I'd flatten a couple of you dirty.
Oh.
Well, I mean it. I heard this guy. I thought I was going to come out of my shorts. Sir, all we're trying to do is save lives.
Saving any lives by sanding my car.
You're not going to save your life, because if you put a belt sander on my car, I will drive over top of you and every member of your family. All right, I got to get the address of both of these gentlemen, Phil, if you have enough time.
What for?
I've been threatened by both of them. I need their addresses.
Don't give any address.
I'll give you my address.
Don't do it.
Mike, you going to give me your address?
Sure, I'll give you my address. I live in Fort Mitchell, Alabama. Come on down.
That's right. I live in Alhambra, California, okay? After you get your ass kicked
You live in California?
Yes, sir.
That explains a lot of what you're saying.
I beg you, what's that supposed to mean, sir?
Hmm?
I think he means you're kind of a gay boy. I'm a gay boy? Let me tell you.
No.
We lost the connection.
I want to give her my address. You want it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
123 Kick Street.
Mr. Bohannon?
I'm Phil Hendry, sir. I'm not Bohannon. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr.
This is not the Jim Bohannon show?
No, sir.
Yeah. Well, then I've got the wrong program.
Yeah, there you go. Jay thought he had Jim Bohannon, too. There it is, a flashback request. On the Phil Hendry Show, that was from either Chris or Brad or whoever's using Chris's email account there in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Thanks, guys. If you'd like to email us a request of a bit that you've heard on the show before and you want to hear it again, you can do so at phs@philhendryshow.com. You can also go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, find out how you can access all that material. $6.95 backstage pass, baby. You can go into our archives. You can listen to full shows for the last 30 days and all of that. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. We got Romy coming up, I think, later on in the show as well. Or wasn't that last week? Well, we'll find out. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Just tell me, what is your name, sir?
Charlie.
Okay, Charlie. Now, what are you hearing?
No, I'm just listening to the show that you got on. Are you talking about some guy he's a vet or something like that?
Well, there were two veterans on talking to a Citizens Auxiliary police officer. And one of the veterans was a Navy veteran. What did you hear?
Oh, I just turned it on. I was just listening to it.
Oh, I see. Well, you were taking exception to what the guy said?
Well, I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to call you back.
What you need to do, pal, is and when you... Now, hang up and turn your radio down, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, now we're going to go to... He was taking exception to either Lloyd or Jay or the other guy. He wasn't quite sure. He said that one of the three of them, or maybe all three, are creeps, which I agree with, sir. All right, now, we are going to... what do you want, bud?
What do you do?
Just put the cat down, okay? I do not have to make a big deal out of this, will you?
Yeah, but I'm holding it.
Put him down. I brought our cat in, Ruffy. Put him down, man.
No, I don't... He wants me to...
Don't you see? He's a kitten. Take him into the office.
Okay, you want a little milk? Here it.
Put him in the office. He don't want no milk. I don't like feeding him milk anyway.
How come?
Because it makes him all give him that runny diarrhea crap.
What are you talking about? Milk every cat like.
You don't know diddly about a cat. Now get it out of here and take it into my office.
All right.
Anyway, so that guy was taking exception to something that had been said by one of the three characters, probably Lloyd, who's a Navy veteran, starts talking about, now what do you want?
Line three.
Is it David?
Just to pick up line three.
Hi, Phil Henry Show. What is it doing on the phone?
I don't know. Maybe he knows the number.
Get out of here, will you? Get that cat back to my house. Maybe he knows the number. Anyway, that guy was calling up and talking about something, and I forget. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we got General Johnson Jameson and Art Bell coming up next hour here on The Phil Henry Show. Number is 1-800-449-8686. I got sent, actually I pulled some quotes off the internet, some of The Phil Henry Show best lines, because frankly, well, some of the stuff that people send us ain't that funny. I mean, when we say the funniest lines from the show, obviously, not everything we do is funny. It's impossible. It's impossible. I mean, the funniest stuff means the funniest stuff. I got people sending me, hi, I'm Phil Henry. That's the riot, you know. And when he belched that one time back in 1993, just send me the stuff that's... Otherwise, I got to edit, you know, very heavily. One dude sent me like 10 sheets, man, and I threw the whole thing out. It sucked. However, here's some things. Some dude's got a website out there that he keeps track of the show pretty carefully. I happen to like this one. I have to tell you this. Listening to you talk for the last 10 minutes, I have the desire to pull my underwear off and jam it in your mouth. Bobby Dooley. Here's one from R.C. Collins. You sound like a guy who almost lost a leg. You probably go to church a lot, too. And R.C. also said, if Jesus will drop a copy of Busty Lady into my lap, I'll go to church. Major Elvis Newton said, we're talking about the mountain trash that is suspiciously going off and cleaning fish. All right, we'll be right back with more on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.